Now, to help us look forward to the big game tomorrow night in Paris, we go to our rugby correspondent, Shane Byrne. Good afternoon, Shane.
Good afternoon, Ray. How are we?
Another week.
I'm officially the rugby correspondent now, am I?
You are, yes.
Oh, yes, thank you.
Long may it last, Shane. Long may it last.
Yes, please, another couple of weeks, please,
yes,
God.
Oh, every one is the big one, isn't it? So just remind them about our monkey that we have in our back because the quarterfinals in Rugby World Cups.
Yeah, so the main thing is with this, which adds an extra bit of spice to it, is we have never got past the quarterfinals. We've been in great stead in some of them going into it, others backs against the wall, but we've never got past it. So that's really adding to what's going on. And I think that we're playing the right team that will just make sure that we are focused enough to get through.
Yeah. We've met New Zealand in the quarterfinal before, have we?
Yes.
Yes.
It didn't go well.
No.
Let's just put it that way.
Yes. They trounced us. Yes, they did. Yes.
That's one way of putting it. Yes.
Yeah. And of course, we have beaten them a number of times since that. Is it four times we've beaten them over the last few years?
No, it's amazing stats. I think it's five out of the last eight.
Right.
Like, there's guys on this squad that have played them five times and beaten them four times. It's absolutely incredible, considering I played them eight times and never beat them. So yeah. A little bit jealous.
Yeah.
But the main thing is, look, you've got to, look, there's so much to it. They're very experienced at getting through the knockout stages in the World Cup, but they haven't been playing well. This is not the force that they used to be. They're still a fantastic team. And if you take the foot off the pedal at all against them, they have everything that they need to do a job against any team. But that's the key to it, is that if the guys are right mindset, which you and I have talked about going right the way through this, the lads have shown that they're absolutely in ruthless form. Is if that continues, we're still the number one side in the world. Going by the form in this World Cup so far, there's nothing I've seen to let think that we're going to take the foot off the pedal. And New Zealand would need to play a better game than they have played all season to win this game. So, obviously, a little bit nervous, but I don't think they are. I think they're going to go in and stick to their guns.
But it is cup rugby now. In effect, when you have teams who are close enough, on paper, we're a better team, but still New Zealand wouldn't be far behind us. When you've teams that are that close, anything can happen on the day. All you need is three or four players not to arrive on the day for Ireland, and New Zealand, all 15 arrive, and then we'll be
trouble.
Very sad.
Yeah. Look, I genuinely feel, you know, no matter what way you look at it, you know, New Zealand will not want to have played Ireland. They're full of their bravado. They're full of their, oh, we're going to get revenge, all this talk, but the simple fact is, there's no way they wanted to meet Ireland at all in any stead. As I said, they're not the powerhouse that they used to be. And one of the main sides that dismantled that was Ireland.
Yeah.
And the guys will have absolutely no fear. They're not thinking, Keenan, Doris, these guys are not thinking about the quarterfinal hoodoo. They're taking each game one step at a time, not thinking a second past it. And here we are, quarterfinals.
Yeah,
that they will be reveling in.
Justin Marshall was a member of one of the great All Black sides, and he was talking to a New Zealand audience. This is important. So that there's no strategy in this. There's no plain psychology on it. This is him talking in New Zealand to a New Zealand audience about Ireland.
Look, it's not to say that this is an absolute disaster for the All Blacks, but we are going to have to be at our very, very best. To beat this Irish side, because they have not missed the beat right from the opening game. They've looked really good. Like, history plays no part in a current team. A current team is what it is, and they're a formidable current team. I have no doubt in my mind that they've got the psyche, they've got the management, they've got the coaching, and they've got the players and individuals to go all the way to this Rugby World Cup final and win it. No doubt in my mind. They're very capable.
Yeah, so they're afraid of us, which is good. Their scrum half is a man to watch, isn't he?
Yeah, absolutely fantastic.
Aaron Smith.
They've actually gone. They've picked basically what you would probably call the most experienced team that they could have picked, the 23. And Aaron Smith is central to all that. He's one of the guys that there's another scrum half coming up, biting at his heels, very dynamic. But Aaron Smith has immense experience of just guiding the team through the wins that they have had throughout the championship and things like that. So they, as far as they're concerned, they have all the right recipe to play win. The best game that they can play. But now, honestly, go for it.
Their progression through their group was the mirror image of ours, in that they had the two most difficult ones at the start and then the two easy ones at the end. We had the two easy ones at the start, two more difficult ones, South Africa and Scotland at the end. Does that mean anything?
Well, it does a little bit. See, New Zealand, what they need is just to get their mojo back. They lost to France, obviously. The France showed how to go at them and just close them down and don't allow them to play the game that they want to play. But they can get their mojo back more better than any other side playing the so-called minnows. And they've been scoring tries to beat the band. So they'll remember what they need to do. But it's all about, can they deal with the pressure that Ireland is going to put them under? We've shown in the South African game we can do it. We can do it and play well defensively. We've shown against Scotland that we can also attack excellently, and that's where we are right now. It's basically just in the position that we need to tie these strings together and put a proper performance together. We're going to have to play better than we have played so far. But all the news from the camp, all the interviews, everything is going in the right direction. New Zealand. Put it this way, New Zealand would have to play, as I said, a fantastic game, and we would have to play bad.
Yeah, bad.
And I don't think that that's going to happen. I really don't think that's going to happen.
We were talking, you faced up to the hack on a number of occasions, 8 times.
Yeah.
What's that like? What goes through your head?
Oh, well, I just want to get on with the game.
Yeah, well, I know that.
It belongs in the game. We've seen it from all the Polynesian islands, they do it, and it's a challenge. That's what it is. But it gives them an advantage. You see, it's very hard to keep your emotions under control getting ready for a game, because you really just want to get on with the game and get the anthems, and then you get on and kick off goes. Where you've got to keep a lid on it for another little bit to watch the lads doing their shaking about on the pitch. But it's important for them, you see, that they're able to, they don't have to think about it, because the hacker serves them to get them up and running. And so it is a little bit of an advantage to them. But look, it's a great spectacle in the game. People love seeing it.
Can you channel that? You know, can you take their energy and make it something positive for yourself? No.
Yes. And yes, how you do can. That? Right. No, yes, you can. And do you know how you do it?
Go
start
on.
The game strongly.
Aha, uh-huh. Right.
If you start the game strongly and don't let them, you know, knock them down off their high as quick as you can in the game, because that means the good that they got out of the hacker is gone. And then it's a dose of realism. So if we can start the game, look, the scoreboard won't move like it did against Scotland, but if we can start the game with the same intent as we did against Scotland, taking our opportunities and really putting them under pressure, New Zealand will not like that. And, you know, it will ask questions of them and they'll need every bit of experience, but I can't see Ireland letting them away with anything.
Now, Shane, if you've been following all the rugby action online, you may have noticed a sketch from a very popular Kerry family. They're known as the Flemings. They've given their suggestion on how Ireland should respond to the hacker tomorrow, and it involves this legendary piece of music. Tig and Dad Derry Fleming are on the line from Ballymacallagher in County Kerry. Hello, gentlemen.
How are things? How are things?
Shane Byrne is on the other line there.
How are you, lads?
Shane, how are you?
Hi, Shane.
Very good, very good.
Now,
I seen you were tagged in the video, Shane, to do come in and join us to do a cartwheel or something.
Now, muller wheel, I'll get something going.
I think there's something special about the thought of Peter O'Mahony and Tadhg Furlong ripping up the Stade the France over there.
It's funny, Tadhg, because when somebody said, "Did you see Tadhg doing the river dance?" and I thought, "Tadhg Furlong doing river dance? I can't imagine that." but they were talking about you. So who came up with this idea, Tadhg?
Do you know what? It's the start of the week. Like, there's a great buzz now with the game on Saturday, and we kind of were in the kitchen and Mom was cooking, and we said, "Look, we'll do something. We'll throw up something now for it." And it kind of evolved into us kind of challenging the haka. So my mom was on, she had a little smoke bomb, so she was on smoke bomb duty.
Right.
And my younger sister then, Marianne, was videoing. So it kind of evolved into something that we couldn't take hold of. But
and
it was a bit of crack.
How
like
many
that.
Views now? How many? It's astronomical,
Eric,
isn't it?
He's gone mental, yeah. Yeah. But like that, it's great because it kind of landed over in the New Zealand camp.
Right.
And, you know, the feedback from them is they loved it. You know, it's a bit of fun. And they were saying they'd love to see it as well.
So it's you in the back garden or in a field somewhere.
Yeah.
Tying and Derry, in the Irish trip doing river dance. And then you intercut it with the All Blacks doing the haka. And it works brilliantly. It brought a huge smile to my face. So, Derry, who's so New Zealand have tagged John or whatever the expression is. Riverdance, they know you did it as well. Who else?
Yeah, there's a few more of them, like, but as I said, I'm still reading in my head from all the spinning around he gave me.
He's waiting for the call up for the Ireland team.
I haven't spoken to you in a long time. I'm just looking at it. I'm trying to figure out who's the star. Is it you, Derry, or is it the son, Tig? Who's the star of the piece?
They're the stars, and I'll be playing Saturday. They're the stars. We wanted to give them a boost, like, you know what I mean? Any man that's putting on the jersey for Ireland, we just wanted to do something, do you know what I mean, in sport of man, as the man says. And, you know, when you think about it, can you just imagine the Irish team out there and the dancing, the river dance? Like,
I think a flash mob
you're
outside.
Right. Yeah. Shane, would you be able to, do you think any of that team be able to do the river dance?
Oh, they'd be well able to do it, particularly the backs.
Yeah.
They're a bit light on their feet.
They are.
There'd be no problem whatsoever getting it going. But listen, it makes as much sense as the haka as well. So why not?
The French were getting involved in the comments, and they were saying they could do the can can.
Yeah.
But I think they have to draw a line somewhere.
Ballymacallan, not a hotbed of rugby talent, lads.
No.
Well, hang on now, 1 second, not too far away from where my father came from, Curragh. We had Mick Galway and we had Mick Doyle and Mark Cain.
Yes.
They were all neighbours. Mick actually went to school with a brother of mine.
All notables, so, yes.
They'll be all well tuned in, as the man says. So I could imagine Mick Galway now doing the. He was a great dancer.
That would be worth the price of the ticket alone.
Well, listen, Tig and Derry, thanks for brightening up our lives this week in the lead up to the big game tomorrow. And there'll be people, I'd say, on the Champs-Élysées doing river dance tomorrow before the match. Shane, so I take it to have us down for a win.
I do. I think the guys are going to make history. They're already doing it with the winning run that they're on. So I think they're going to make history today. It's going to be great.
Great. Thanks, Shane. Enjoy it. Tig and Derry, enjoy it. Good luck. See you. Bye.
Take care.
The Ray Darcy Show on RTE Radio 1.